How did you kind of get introduced to this show? What made you want to produce and direct it? Because it doesn't seem like your normal, you know, off-Broadway production.
Yeah, it isn't, actually. It hasn't been done in, God, forever and a day. And I actually had remembered it seeing the movie ages back, because it's a classic film. And it just, I have, you know, these weird flights of fancy. And it crossed my mind, and I went, well, of course, they'll never give us rights to it, because it was very famous and was on Broadway for 2 years and blah, blah, blah. But I don't think anybody's ever done it since here in New York. So I applied for rights, and they gave them to us. So we went, But it kind of fits in with our seasonal theme, which is monsters, since it's about a monster.
Okay, for you know, the average audience that's going to this, I mean, there's not, I don't know if there's a huge, huge group of people that are interested in, like, like horror on Broadway, but this is kind of more like in that kind of thriller, kind of not knowing it's a monster, you know, until, you know, a different time in the production. What do you think you'd want them to get out of it? What do you think this is geared towards?
Well, it is a thriller. It is kind of almost like a murder mystery type of thing. You get clues, you have to place them together, and all that type of stuff. So it is a thriller, definitely. And I think it also speaks to kind of how the most unlikely monsters are right in front of us, you know, and we never stop and think about, you know, the kids who were at Columbine, you know, these type of people who are right in front of us, and we completely miss what they are, what they've become. So it's actually very, very modern in its take of things, although it is a period-ish piece.
Okay, did you change anything while you guys were putting it together? Did you feel like you needed to tweak anything, considering, you know, that it isn't, you know, a real modern production, that it has a little bit of, you know, older flavor?
No, we set it in the 50s, late 50s, just because for the language.
Uh-huh.
We've made sure we stayed in that time frame. But there really wasn't any need to update anything. It's just like Shakespeare, you know. If you say Shakespeare and you say the words and you fill them with true emotion and true acting chops, you don't need to worry about what period it is. And it's the same with this. I think if you were perhaps doing it tongue-in-cheek, or if you didn't really get it, the language might seem very trite and outdated. But if you do get it and you commit to it fully, then it's perfectly understandable. I mean, we've had great reactions so far. We've opened 2 days now, so.
Oh, have you spoken to the audience after the production?
I have.
What are some of the things that you've heard?
One gal came up to me opening night during intermission and said, "This is wonderfully disturbing." I was like, "Wonderfully disturbing? Well, that's interesting." She's like, "Yes, I'm disturbed, but it's kind of like a car accident. I can't really look away because it's so interesting." I'm like, "Okay, well, that's good. That's good." And I've had a few people say, you know, that it was originally based on a play, which is based on a novel, blah, blah, blah. And I've had a few folks say the novel was a long read. It was a good read, but it was a long read. And the play can even be a long read. And so I've had a couple people, more director, producer types, say, "Thank you for pacing it quickly so that we're not sitting there going, what's the next clue? Do we care?" So that was my goal. Since it really is a thriller, a murder mystery type thing, you know, and you really need to be paying attention very quickly. We've paced it pretty quickly.
Okay, considering all of your experience as, you know, an accent trainer, an acting trainer, this and that, do you feel like that that helps you as a director, or it kind of hurts because, you know, you're watching your performers and you're like, "No, do it this way," or, you know, "I would have done it that way"? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, I separate that part. I mean, there might be times when I go, boy, you know, someday I'd like to play that role or do something like that. But I don't impose what I would have done as an actor on an actor.
Yeah.
When I cast an actor, I cast them in the role. And I don't look back from that. I've had actors tell me that they're glad I act as well, because sometimes directors who only direct don't really know what it's like to act. They don't really know what it's like to be on that side of the audience, as it were. And I do. So there are some actor-y things that I can sometimes sympathize with or go, well, you know, it works for me. This works for me, so why don't you give that a try? And I go, wow, I never would have thought of that. Boy, thank God you're an actor, too. So I think it rounds you out better. I think the more things you do, the more rounded out you are.
Okay, you mentioned casting a couple of seconds ago. What was it like to cast this performance?
It was very interesting, especially, I mean, I have to say the central role is a child. It's one of those plays where you can't just have an okay child, because she's in every single scene in the play, and everything's about her, and, you know, the whole play is about this child. So I knew from the beginning, if I don't have the child for this, literally we can't do the play. We just can't do the play with a kid who is not there, you know. And so that was really my hardest casting thing. You know, I must have screened 250 pictures and resumes, and then talked to probably 50 or so, and then wheedled that down to about 20 that I had come in and actually audition. And some of them I knew, some were recommended, some just I sent out a call and they sent in their information. And the little girl we got was a blind submission. She just submitted. I didn't know her, nothing at all. She nailed it. I mean, she came in and just absolutely nailed the role, and I thought, oh my God, that's her. You know, so it was one of those very, very happy instances. And she's been top-notch. You know, just top-notch. And it's hard to carry a show when you're 11 years old playing an 8-year-old who's a little wacky. So
that was Lee Eden, right?
Lee, yeah. She's great. She's really great.
What do you see her... I know it's hard to predict things like this, but what do you see her future as in acting?
I see her having a great future. already, we are talking to her about working with us again next year in a role, in a different play, and she does other stuff here and there. So, I mean, if she keeps it on going as she's going, I mean, she definitely has great potential. She's a great parent, great support system. She has a great attitude. You know, no prima donna stuff or no nothing. She's a consummate professional and really, really good. And a sweet kid at heart, just a sweet kid.
Okay, speaking of some of the characters, is she your favorite, or was there someone else in the performance that kind of just grabbed onto you?
Well, I do love the murderous little girl, I have to say. There's something about my warped personality that loves a murderous child. There are a lot of them. There's a guy who plays a handyman, a janitor, in and around the area, and he's just gross. He's filthy, you know. He spits and he burps and he's icky and he never washes and blah. And he and the little girl hate each other on sight, pretty much. And that's a fun role too. If I were a guy, that's the role I'd want to play. You know.
Okay, so considering that this is a film and it's a book, why should they come to the play? How is the play different? I know you discussed the pacing, but what else?
Well, a book is a book, that's a singular experience. You have it with yourself and the book. So theater is obviously a much bigger experience. The movie is, I think you can even watch it online nowadays. But it's an older movie. It's black and white. It is a bit over the top for modern day audiences.
Yeah.
Because it's 1950s style acting. And that, which was great then, and it's a great movie. I still remember it with much fondness. But there's something about live theater when you're actually watching, you know, plots being made and dastardly deeds being done and so on and so forth. There's something about being live, you know, and seeing people do something live right in front of you that is not comparable to anything else in the world, you know, at all. So it's a great ride. It's a really great ride.
Okay, can you just give us some information on the performance?
Sure. It's running from now through April 24th. It runs Wednesday through Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 2, and it's at Spoon Theater, which is 38 West 38th Street. The whole fifth floor of that building is our theater. And you can go to our website, which is www.spoontheater.org, and click on Buy Tickets Now. Or you can go to Ovation Tix, which is www.ovationtix.com, and buy tickets there. Their number at Ovation Tix is also 866-811-4111.